Intuition is another area where many things are possible. Because you are intuitive. You are really, really intuitive. You already know exactly where to put your hands when you treat. You already know what aspect of the energy to focus on, what symbol or Kotodharma to use, if any. And you already know a great deal about what's going on with another person's energy system, and within your own energy system. The key to accessing all these different intuitive insights is to get your head out of the way, because your conscious mind sits there like a great big unhelpful lump, preventing you from getting access to intuitive knowledge which is already there within you. Now, assuming that you've already been using the Japanese intuitive technique called Reijiho, you will already have started to cultivate a state of mind of having merged with the energy, of having disappeared into the energy, no expectations, no thoughts, with your mind in neutral. And this is a useful state of mind to cultivate in order to access intuitive knowledge about yourself and others. But staying with Reijiho for a moment, it's possible for you to set your intent so that you use intuition selectively. So instead of seeing where your hands want to drift, you might ask to be guided to areas of physical need or mental-emotional need, and your hands will drift to different parts of the body. You may even notice that when you are being drawn to areas of physical need, for example, you can feel the energy of Earth Ki coming through your hands. Reijiho works by presenting intuitive knowledge in terms of muscle movements. But this isn't the only way that intuitive information can be presented to you. Earlier on, we considered the many hands technique, where you used imaginary hands to focus the energy in a particular way. Well, we can also use imaginary hands to access intuitive knowledge. Try this. Instead of hovering your real hands over someone when you carry out Reijiho, bring up imaginary hands in your mind's eye and notice where they want to drift to in your imagination. And then bring in your real hands and allow them to drift. They will drift to the same places. So you have accessed intuitive information in terms of a constructed visual image rather than muscle movements, but it's the same intuitive message coming through. Not only do you know where to put your hands to treat someone, but you also know what's going on with their energy system, their chakras, for example. You are able to experience someone's chakras. You can try this. Sit opposite someone and become still and quiet. Expand your energy to engulf the other person and consider their chakras. No expectations. Direct your attention towards each chakra in turn, or notice if your attention is drawn towards a particular chakra or a few chakras. How do you perceive them? What images, thoughts, impressions, feelings, what sounds do you notice? Now obviously you can use this method on yourself too, by becoming still and focusing your attention within. Play around with this and see what you experience.